This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Local officials say that dozens of people were killed in the fires burning in Maui. AP correspondent Jennifer King with more.
It was the political context.
At least 36 people have died in the fire that swept through Lahaina, Hawaii on Tuesday, according to a statement posted to the Maui County website. Strong winds from Hurricane Dora drove flames through the night and knocked out power and communication lines, surprising many residents and forcing both adults and children to flee to the ocean. Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke.
We are just so deeply saddened by the tragedy on Maui, especially for individuals who lost family members, friends.
Officials said over 270 structures, including a school, a senior center, and historic buildings, were burned. Adjutant General Kenneth Hara.
Most of the other fires are contained and not an issue, but we're still keeping an eye on it because there are flare-ups.
Officials have set up a shelter at a convention center on Oahu and advised visitors planning to head to Maui to consider alternative accommodations in Hawaii. I'm Jennifer King.
An advisor says Najir's ousted president is running out of food and experiencing increasingly dire conditions 2 weeks after he was ousted in a military coup and put under house arrest. The U.S. State Department expressed deep concern about the deteriorating conditions of his detention. Russian officials say air defense systems shot down two drones.
The attack disrupted flights at two international airports as Ukraine appears to be stepping up its attacks on Russian soil. Moscow's mayor says one drone was down in the Kaluga region southwest of Moscow and another near a major Moscow ring road. The Russian defense ministry is blaming Ukraine, but officials there have made no immediate comment. No casualties or damage has been reported. Firing drones at Moscow after more than 17 months of war has little apparent military value for Ukraine.
AP's Charles Dean Desmond. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order to block and regulate high-tech-based investments going toward China. The administration says that move is targeted even though it reflects an intensifying competition between the world's two largest powers. The order signed Wednesday covers advanced computer chips, microelectronics, quantum information technologies, and artificial intelligence. Senior administration officials say that the effort stemmed from national security goals rather than economic interests, and that the categories it covered were intentionally narrow in scope. The order seeks to blunt China's ability to use U.S. investment in its technology companies to upgrade its military while also preserving broader levels of trade. An Ecuadorian presidential candidate known for speaking up against cartels and corruption was shot and killed Wednesday at a political rally in the capital amid startling waves of gang-driven violence in the South American country. President Guillermo Lasso confirmed the assassination of Fernando and suggested organized crime was behind the slaying less than 2 weeks before the August 20th presidential election. It was one of eight candidates thought not to be a front runner. Ecuador's attorney general's office said that one suspect died in custody from wounds sustained in a firefight after the killing, and police detained six suspects. Doctors say that some people who've had even mild cases of COVID-19 may suffer heart problems. More from AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Problems such as blood clots, irregular heartbeats, and heart attacks. And right now, doctors don't know who'll suffer from these issues because even some people who've had a mild case of COVID are experiencing them. Dr. Susan Chang, a cardiologist at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, says for up to a year after a case of COVID-19, people may be at increased risk of developing a new heart-related problem. Research has documented a nearly 30% increase in heart attack deaths of people 25 to 44 years old in the pandemic's first 2 years. Washington University's Dr. Ziad Al-Ali says that medical records from a massive Veterans Administration database show that 4% of people who've had COVID need care for some kind of heart-related symptom in the year after recovering. I'm Donna Warder.
And West African heads of states are meeting after Niger's military junta defied their deadline to reinstate the deposed president. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.